Hello, Brandon?
Yes.
Hey, sir, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. This a better time for you?
Yeah, we can talk for a minute.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so I wanted to verify some stuff first off, so give me one quick second. Let me just pull up your whole account here. Okay, what is the what's the new address that you have the postcard from Google sent to? Like, where are you trying to pin verify that?
11585 Gilbert Road.
5 Gilbert Road. Okay, and I'm sorry, what's the zip code?
48041.
48041. Okay, got it. So that's in Memphis, right? Michigan?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. So it's 11585 Gilbert Road, Memphis, Michigan, 48041. And that address, you want it hidden online? Is that correct?
I mean, yeah, you can.
Okay, so hide the address online. All right, and let's see. I know you had a duplicate listing, too. Let me just re-verify. So the Epic cleaning and car detail, we could get rid of that completely, right?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And this same, so the phone number on that Google business profile, it's the same one you want to use for the C&J Bush Landscaping, correct?
586-864-2027.
No, I have a 586-872-2031. So can you repeat that?
Yeah, so
one? Go ahead.
586-864-2027.
Got it. All right. So 586-864-2027. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Just verifying. So that's the number that you want branded, right?
Say that again. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's the number you want showing, right? I said branded, but same thing.
Yeah.
So this phone number I called, the 2031, you don't receive text messages to it, right?
No.
Okay, got it. That makes sense because I was getting an error code. I thought it was something wrong with my system, but my IT guy told me I'm good. So I'm going to resend you a few texts right now. One's going to be an example of the website we'll create. I tried to get that to you earlier, so I'll resend it to your cell phone, okay?
Yeah.
I'm also going to send you an example of a current client's Facebook ad. And I'm going to make sure that you have my direct line and extension too, okay? So that should all be coming to you now.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, awesome. All right, perfect. I should have checked with you earlier. I'm sorry about that. Okay, and let's see here. The company, so I see you're listed differently in a few places. So you want it C&J Bush Building and Landscaping. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, so let me update that real quick. All right. Okay, and just to recap, because I know we briefly spoke earlier. So with this program, you're going to get 15 keyword phrases on the first page of Google. We'll go through your services right now related to those keywords or whatnot. Also, you're getting a custom Google-compliant website, but I wanted to ask, so your CJ...
What was the cost again?
Oh, it's $299 a month.
And we can cancel any time, right?
Oh, it's month-to-month, no contracts. We do it that way because we're confident, like, when you see the results, you'll stick this out with us.
Okay. All right,
okay.
Carry on.
So I wanted to ask about your domain, though. So I see cjbuildingandsnow.com. Is that your current website?
Yes.
Okay. So what we can do, because I'm looking at it, you have an SSL certificate on it, which is good. That's the little lock at the top. And also your phone number is at the top of the page. So we can promote your website as is if you'd like, okay? Or include it in our service, we can modify your site for you. Like we can make the updates, et cetera. We would just have to walk you through how to add us on as manager to the domain. So you still own it, we just manage it. So what would you prefer to do? Do you want a whole new layout or just promote it as is?
I think the website's decent for what I do. I don't think I need nothing crazy.
I think it looks great.
I just need people to... I think... You know, I need you to tell my son that because he was laughing at it. I did it on GoDaddy. He said it looked terrible the other day, but if you do this all the time, you said it looks great. So
for us, right, I think it looks great. I've seen, like, some horror stories, man, where I go on and it's like one page and it's, like, tiny print and there's nothing on it.
Yeah.
You did a great job with it, okay? And I'd be more than happy to let your son know. But what's it called? For us to rank you on the first page, all we really care about is that phone number at the top and the SSL certificate. Now, if you have like a horrible looking website, I'd tell you, I'd be like, hey, let us just revamp it for you. But really, you're good either way. If we revamp it or leave it as is, really doesn't matter, you know?
Yeah, I'd say just leave it. And I'd like for them to get to my Facebook somehow, you know?
Gotcha. Oh, so your Facebook. Okay, so that's the next thing I was going to verify. So your Facebook page, what we're going to do, you're doing a great job on it with the posts. It looks like you haven't posted in a little while, though. Well, only like a couple weeks, right? So you've been pretty active on it. We're just going to regularly post, and we'll like show you the post, too, that we do. And also, we're going to run an ad, meaning... like, they don't have to be on your friends list to see your ad. If they do a search for any of your services anywhere online, will Facebook collect that data?
I run Facebook ads.
Okay. How have your results been?
I mean, shit, I might spend $1,000 a month sometimes on Facebook ads.
Okay.
I mean, they're not terrible.
So what I'd recommend to you, it's already built in the pricing structure for us to run Facebook ads at that $2.99 rate. So I'd recommend our Facebook department is amazing. It's ran by Kyle and Lydia, and they're just like Facebook gurus. Let us play with your ads, right, and see the difference in results you get. And it's not, I mean, you said you're spending thousands sometimes, so it's like a drop in the bucket. You know, $2.99 monthly, plus you have $100 allocated towards Facebook ads each month from there. And since we're a partner with Facebook, usually our average click rate is about 25 cents. For your category. So you should get a ton of results just from that $100 spend. And if you ever wanted to up it with Kyle and Lydia, you definitely could do that too.
So does that mean I got to give them permission to get into? Because let me tell you this. I paid this advertising agency years ago. You know, they took my passwords and all this shit and got into my my Google and got in everything. They took kind of, I don't want to say ownership of it, but I had no way to get in. I canceled the service, and then I had to pretty much start all over again because I couldn't get my own stuff. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense, and I've heard that happening before. So let me tell you our company policy, and sometimes I just assume people know this. I should have said it. But everything we create for you, you are the owner on it, okay? And we add ourselves as manager. Now, since you already have a Facebook page and we're not creating it for you, they would just walk you through how to add them on as manager to it. Again, you still own it. We just manage it. That way we could post on it. We could do your ads for you and optimize your listings. So you don't have to worry about us, like, taking over your pages, basically, is what I'm saying, you know?
Okay.
All right. All right, and I always like to do this, too. I'm just going to send you a text right now with your Facebook page. I just want to make sure I pulled up the right one. Definitely don't want to promote the wrong Facebook page. So if you could that's it? Okay, awesome. All right, good man. All right, here we go. So just for account purposes, too, your first name is Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, last name Bush, right?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. Service radius, okay, from your new location, so from Memphis, how far do you want to target for new clients?
I mean, we go all the way to Grand Rapids. I mean, we go hundreds of miles away, honestly, for big jobs. We don't cut grass. We do not cut grass. So we're a landscape construction/building company. Okay. So we do big jobs, 80,000, 100,000, 200,000.
Right. Right.
That
that's
being said, we'll go anywhere for a big enough job. You know.
Okay. And that's the next thing I was going to get into the services, but landscape construction.
You're trying
right?
to get. Yeah.
Okay.
And if you're trying to get a radius, I would say, I'd say probably 60 miles.
60 miles, perfect. Okay, so I'm going to tell you our max we're able to do in that package is a 50-mile radius. So what I'll do is I'll just put you in for the max. Now, with the Facebook ads, it works different, right? You could even target, like, specific zip codes, right? And really, you don't have a cap on where you're able to target for that. But for the Google listing, the 50 miles is the max we're able to do. Okay, so I'll put you in for the max then, but I'll notate here you go 60 miles out total. Now, with the landscape construction, so you're doing like concrete masonry, driveway landscaping, grading and resloping, hard, like all types of landscape construction jobs. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Perfect. All right. And what will happen to you, our technicians, they're experts in keyword phrases. So they're going to pull up, like, exactly how people are searching and in your area. And we want to go over it with you so we can make sure we're not targeting you something you don't do, you know, like retaining walls or sod installs or whatever it is, right?
Okay.
Now, the next step to this, Brandon, what I'm going to do is assign that technician to your company, and I'll schedule your client interview for your tech. This is where they'll verify everything I input just to double check it. Plus, they're going to go over all the fun stuff, keyword phrases, they'll put your Facebook ad together, et cetera. Okay? Now, before I jump into scheduling that for a time that works best for you, I do just need to secure billing information, and I'm going to read a voice verification to you, which will just outline our service agreement that everything's month-to-month here, absolutely no contract.
Can you send that to me in an email or a text?
Yeah, no, I already sent it to you via email, but you'll get it in your invoice as well.
Okay.
Okay. So as far as the billing information goes, though, is the billing address also the new address?
Yeah.
Okay, so 1158 Gilbert Road. The name on the card, is it the business name, your name, or both?
Both.
Okay. And with your name, is there a middle initial or is it just Brandon Bush?
Just Brandon Bush.
All right, perfect. And let's see. The card, is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
American Express.
Okay, perfect. And I'm ready for that card number when you are.
3767.
Mm-hmm.
452-920.
Okay.
31008.
All right. Expiration?
August of 27.
All right. And the four-digit code on the front?
0643.
All right. So what I'm doing now is I'm coding out the card, already assigned the package to your technician. I'm processing the payment and having that invoice sent to you now, and I'm going to read a voice verification to you now. Now, heads up on the voice verification, it'll ask you a few questions already asked, okay?
Okay.
So it reads like this, Brandon, a welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
E. and J. Bush, Building and Landscape.
Perfect. Building and Landscape or Landscaping?
Landscaping.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure I had it right. All right. Please state your name and title within the business.
Brandon Bush, and I'm the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yeah.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. Give me one second. I tried to charge and send the invoice. It gave me, it says generic decline. Give me a second. Let me double check real quick. Can you repeat the card number back to me one more time? It's coded out, so I can't see it.
3767.
Okay.
452-920-31008.
Okay, and I'm going to repeat it back for you for accuracy just before I code it out. So I have 376 745-292-031-008. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. Okay, and expiration 8/27?
Correct.
Okay. And one more time, can you repeat the four-digit code on the front?
0643.
Okay, awesome. Sorry about that. So let me update, code it out again. And what will happen on your invoice, you'll see two charges, but one will say declined. So you will only be charged once, you know? Give me one quick second here.
Unless it's declined again, right?
What happened?
I said unless it gets declined again.
Unless it gets declined again, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, I did the same thing. Yeah, it says transaction has been declined. Yeah, yes, sir. It's a weird code, too. Normally, I see, like, ABS mismatch, which is, like, the billing address, or, like, the CVC code could be off, so it'll say CVC, but this one just says generic decline.
That's weird. We just made a $19,000 payment. It shows that posted. It's really weird.
Yeah, super weird. Do you, I know that's the company card, right? Do you have a different card you want to use to secure the position with, or?
Yeah, I use my personal card.
I'll show you, too, in your tracking system how to change it later, too, if you want. Or you can always call me and I could change it. But yeah, I'm ready. Is it Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
I just said Visa.
All right. And ready for that card number with you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. 4833.
Mm-hmm.
1201.
Okay.
5234.
Okay.
9255.
All right. And expiration?
10/26.
All right. 10/26. And the CBC code?
358.
All right. So I'm coding this card out now, and third time's the charm. Oh, let me verify too. Same billing address, right? 11585 Gilbert Road?
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Yep.
All right. So, here we go. Okay, perfect. That one went through. So, I'll show you on your invoice. So, like, you're going to be emailed it right now, but you'll see three charges, two are declined, and one will say approved. Okay. So let me finish reading this voice verification though. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is February 13th, 2023. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the platinum package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 13th day on the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. We ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Quick question. So now I could stop sounding like a robot, too. But do you hear like an echo, or?
Oh, not really.
Okay, I'm hearing like every time I talk, it's like repeating it back to myself or something. I was wondering if you were hearing that. Yeah, super weird, man.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I'm just gonna bear through it. So okay, let me get your client interview schedule. We block off a full hour for this appointment. Usually it just takes about 30 minutes though. The soonest time they have, they have one more slot available today. It's between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. Does that time work for you?
I think tomorrow would work better.
Tomorrow's better. Okay. What time tomorrow works best?
I don't know. Maybe noon, 1, 2, somewhere in there.
Noon, 1, 2. Okay. They have all. All of them.
They have all.
You want to do the 12 o'clock?
Let's do 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. You got it. All right. So let me look that in.
Got it.
All right, so you're scheduled between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m.
Eastern time.
And you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It's going to say Local Splash CI, which is the client interview. And EN for English.
And EN for English.
1 hour before the appointment, you'll receive an email reminder and a text reminder as well.
Okay.
Do you mind if I hang up and call you right back? I'm going to keep it fixing that up.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Give me one quick second.
Give me one quick second.